What makes a law firm? It's about passion, knowledge, understanding, and service. That's what defines Fluxmans. In this podcast series, we take you behind the desks of some of South Africa's smartest legal minds. Lionel Dispassos has been at Fluxmans since 2002. He completed a BSc at WITS in 1995, majoring in microbiology, genetics, and advanced biology. So why on earth did you become a lawyer?
It's a long story. I'll try and summarize it for you. But when I left school, in those days, I don't know if you remember, there was still conscription.
Yes.
So when I left school, I had no idea what I wanted to do. So medicine was still an option, you know, those kind of things.
Yeah. Were you really interested in medicine?
You know, I had no idea what I wanted to do when I left school.
Did your parents tell you, must go and study this? No?
No.
You do understand my confusion. I mean, law,
absolutely.
Microbiology.
Absolutely. And I can tell you when I left school, law wasn't even an option. It didn't even cross my mind. There was still conscription. If you look at me, if you know me, you'd know I would never have made it in the army.
I had to
go to university to do something. So I studied science, you know.
Okay.
It was a lot of fun. Really enjoyed that time of my life.
Yeah.
Again, didn't think of law that entire time until after I'd graduated. And then I was like, okay, I have to do something with my life. And it was either accounts, medicine, or law.
Yeah.
Accounts I couldn't do because I can't do maths.
Boring too.
Medicine, having done some medicine-related subjects, knew there was no ways I could make it. So by default, I chose law.
Well, is there any way that the two overlapped? Is there anything you learnt in a BSc in microbiology that you've applied in your practice as a lawyer?
Well, you know, it's a long time ago now. We're looking probably like close to like 20 years now or more. But I remember when I was doing my BSc, we had must be like the dean of the law faculty or somebody high up in the law faculty at the time at WITS who came and gave us a talk and said that they were actually looking for people from outside commerce and arts who were the traditional routes to go and do law to come and study law, because scientists and other professions other than commerce and arts have a different way of critical thinking. And weirdly enough, after those 5 years of doing science and like two gap years, that
it's a little bit indulgent of you, by the way, two gap years.
Well, you know, there's no such thing as taking things in small ways, you know. But you know, that woman coming to speak to us, and I can't remember her name, it still resonates with me to this day. And the weird thing is, as soon as I started studying law, it absolutely touched me, and I've loved it ever since.
Did it feel like all the pieces were falling
everything,
into place?
And it just made sense to me. And it was interesting, you know.
Isn't it amazing how one person can come into your life and change not only the course of what you were doing, but the course of your entire life? I mean, if you hadn't become a lawyer, you would have missed out on so much.
Well, that's the thing, and I don't know where I would have ended up.
In a laboratory is where you would have
probably, or even overseas, you know.
Yeah, I
don't know. But, I mean, even if you look like, and if I could give you my marks transcripts from university, I mean, the science was, my marks were, I mean, it was interesting, but it was a fun time. I was still very young in those days.
Yeah.
Whereas when I started studying law, I was maybe 24, 25, a little bit older.
Yeah.
And you can see that my marks were so much better because I was really, truly interested in this.
It's also kind of curious to me that some people are just meant for the law. Like, you could probably see it with the candidate attorneys that come in here, right? You can tell, I'm sure you can with your experience and the time you've spent here, that you can see which ones love the law and which ones are kind of hoping it'll work out for them.
Yeah, you can. I mean, like, you know, some of us will say, like, there's born lawyers. And you can, some people that you would say are born lawyers, but I think most aren't. I think most are trained lawyers.
Yeah.
But you can see those that have a genuine interest in it, and others you can see that almost like a pathway to something else. I don't know, people complain about millennials these days, but, you know, that they job hop and things. But that's it's a different generation, you know. So I guess we as the old, well, I call myself an older one now, we also have to understand
You're not, there are some older people here at Fluxmans. Met some of them.
Yeah, there's, and a lot of them are quite a lot older as well.
But some of them are born lawyers. I mean, I'm sure they work with
absolutely.
A few of them. Who to you is an absolute through and through born lawyer?
Well, I don't want to answer that question. I'll tell you why, because those that I exclude are going to be very upset with
no,
me.
No. But I mean, if you choose one, and this could be a very strategic move for you, you know, you're kind of saying something nice about the one who's going to be the best working collaborator and colleague.
I mean, the list is actually quite a long one, but I mean, ones that that come out pretty quickly or pop into the top of my head very quickly is the person I trained under Jones.
Yeah.
Another one is Colin.
Right.
Somebody like Charles Shapiro, who's got an absolute love of the law and likes thinking out the box. Yeah. You can have hours-long debates with him. He'll never turn you away. And there's obviously others, but those three probably come pretty quickly to me.
I'm very happy with those suggestions. So, Lionel, you said that you were more intimidated meeting your wife's family. And I can understand this, than you've ever been in front of a judge or in a massive commercial issue or a big boardroom meeting or something that has enormous financial consequence. Do you think there are a lot of lawyers like that, that find the things that the rest of us find fairly normal, intimidating, and the things that you guys find very normal to us are just horrifying?
Look, I mean, I don't know. I haven't had the discussion with other people, so I can't speak for them. But I would imagine that a lot of us do. Because, I mean, I guess it's also because we become, it's a word I'm looking for, you become used to certain things that other people aren't used to. It's the same thing, I guess, with doctors working in trauma rooms, you know. This is obviously a lot more hectic. But you become used to things, you know. Whereas things like that, but again, the argument would be from some people is that meeting my parents or my wife's family was a lot more important to me than the law. You know, so I don't know. There's a lot of psychological stuff behind it. But I think, I think like boardroom meetings, things like that, I think when you start off are very nerve-wracking. Now, you know, it's just run-of-the-mill.
So you do what kind of law in particular?
I do commercial litigation. Dispute resolution.
So then you go to court and you sit in those mediations and arbitrations and conciliations. Do they still do conciliations?
I don't know. That's not the area. I think in the labor side they do.
And is that in any way to you similar to the kind of stuff that intimidated you when you first met your wife's family, or is there nothing at all similar to that?
No, it's completely different because, you know, the one's intensely personal where the other one is...
So you didn't get grilled?
No, I didn't.
By the
wife's family. No, I didn't. But at the same time, like, you know, you want to impress and you're hoping the problem though is obviously when it comes to family members, they're going to tell you, you're doing a great job.
Sure.
You know, so you're just winging your way through. But when it comes to this, you know, it's like, you know, over time you get used to things and...
Do you feel that the practice of law in South Africa is still quite traditional, or are there a lot of changes happening in court, for example, and in the collegiality between attorneys and even the relationship between attorneys and advocates? Do you think there's a lot that's still in flux, or is much of it the way that it's always been?
Look, it's still mostly traditional, but there is change, and there is a lot of change coming. You can see it just in every day, the way that you deal with people, the way that you interact with people. And I think there needs to be a lot of changes going forward. But that's obviously a discussion for a different day. But for the most part, it's still pretty traditional. And also, when you're dealing with overseas clients or clients from overseas, you know, we still follow pretty much the English, like, you know, solicitor, barrister, you know, and they understand that. So it's good for us to be able to explain it in their terms. And it's pretty much the same, yeah.
What's the way that you get out of the office and that you get out of the practice and relax? I mean, you've got to be able to be a human being outside of the office. How do you get that done?
I try and go to gym at least 3 times a week if I can, more if possible.
Right.
That's a good time. Just put on your headphones, listen to music, do whatever you've got to do, and just almost like switch off and just enjoy the moment.
Sure.
So, you know, that's nice from a physical, you know, exercise perspective. And then the other one, I really just enjoy spending time with my wife. Like, it's really, it just brings you back down to family, you know, and reminds you of the important things in life. Obviously, with this job, there's a lot of stuff in the back of your mind all the time.
She's not in law, is she?
No. Okay. She's a school teacher. But at the
is
same
that a
time,
relief?
Yes, it is. I think we have got a lot more time together.
And you don't have to talk about the office with her.
No, absolutely. I mean, and she shows a lot of interest in it, you know, as she would. But she's also very good at just bringing me down to earth and reminding me of the important things in life, which I think is important because you can get really embroiled in a lot of the things that go on with this career, you know.
Do you get irritating questions from people? Like if you go to a braai and they find out you're a lawyer, what are the most stupid questions people ask you?
Well, I don't know if any question is stupid, but yeah, you know, you certainly get asked a lot of questions. Depending who the person is, I'll say, listen, I've got ethical duties not to advise you.
Yeah.
But half the time, most of the time, you just answer. I can't say there's any question, but it's often intensely personal stuff.
Really?
Like arguments with their employers or what business plans
and
they've
want
got.
Free legal advice.
Yeah, FLA, free legal advice. But, you know, half the time, it's like, listen, it's a nice idea. Keep it to yourself. Don't go around rattling it off to everybody, you know.
Yeah. What's nice about Fluxman's? I mean, you've been here since 2002. You probably know it inside out, right?
Yeah, I think I'm part of the furniture now. As you know, it's just a nice place to be. I remember when I was looking for articles at the time when I was ending off my law degree, and we were getting interviews from all the big firms. You know, I did reasonably well, so I was hoping to get with.
You've got a distinction with your LLB.
Yeah, but that's...
I mean, that's no small thing.
That's because they couldn't read my handwriting. They had no choice. I had interviews with several of the big firms, and then Fluxman's, I had an interview, and I just had a really, really good feeling about the place, and I accepted straight away. And I'm so grateful I did. I've obviously never looked anywhere else, you know.
And never looked back.
Huh? Never looked back. And it's just a nice place to be. The people are friendly. It's a family place, you know. Feel comfortable here all the time. And I can honestly say some of my best friends in life are in this place.
That's terrific. You know? Well, objectively, I mean, from the outside, for whatever it's worth to you, everybody that we've spoken to has consistently said the same thing. And it's not like they've been coached. I mean, it comes up in different questions and in different ways. And everybody brings that word family into it, which is really special.
No, I'm glad because that's honestly how I feel, yeah.
Well, terrific talking to you. Thank you, Lionel.
No, thank you, Gareth. Thank
Good
you.
Stuff. You've been listening to Fluxman's Attorneys for the Love of Law. For more information, go to fluxmans.com.